Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and I am pleased to be able to be talking with several of the organizers of the Minnesota Summit to Prevent Sexual Abuse, which was held on December 3rd and 4th, 2009. I had a privilege of attending, and to talk about the report that's going to be released from that summit, I have Patty Wetterling, who's the Director of Prevention Services at the Minnesota Department of Health. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, David.
And I also have Cordelia Anderson, a consultant with the Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault and also the chair of the National Coalition to Prevent Child Sexual Exploitation. Good morning, Cordelia.
Good morning, David.
And we'll be joined shortly by Donna Dunn, who is the executive director from Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault. I was really thrilled to be able to go up to St. Paul last December and get a chance to witness an exciting event, the Minnesota Summit to Prevent Sexual Abuse. Patty, can you describe that day and what happened and some of your impressions of that day?
The Minnesota Summit brought together more than 200 leaders from government, industry, academia, media, philanthropy, and health, and faith, just a lot of people who, many of them, didn't know their tie to sexual violence prevention. And we call them the unusual suspects. And what we pulled together was this incredible energy of people caring and wanting to do something, building new partnerships and networking with one another with this shared goal of preventing sexual violence.
One of the things I was really impressed is that it was a very diverse audience. Can you describe some of the sectors that were present there?
Our goal was to have maybe half of the group, around 100, who were issue experts and knew a lot about sexual violence and prevention. The others were business leaders and faith community leaders and some people who give out grants, but not necessarily for prevention, people from the university, media. So we were trying to get a lot of people really diverse, and it was a roundtable discussion. So they were given really thought-provoking topics and presentations, and then they roundtable discussed and put in a lot of information into a database. It was all technology-based, and it was just an exciting discussion and coming together of voices and minds to do something more and better.
And as Prevent Connect was there, we were able to record many of the presentations, and so we have those available also as podcasts. And it was not a conference. As you said, it was a discussion, and it really gave people a chance to talk with people, many of whom they had never met before, about the prevention of sexual violence. And it was a really great direction to be able to see such commitment and excitement throughout the audience.
You know, with your work, that many people don't want to talk about sexual violence. They don't know how it touches their lives unless they were a victim or know someone close to them. And the focus on this one was the bottom line for every business. We know in Minnesota we spend $8 billion a year on sexual violence, and that's going to affect everyone's bottom line. So we were trying to view the problem from a total different perspective. We know about the personal challenges and hurt and pain, but what is the business aspect of it, and what are some policies that we could do differently to change and prevent sexual violence here?
Well, and that's such an important part of really developing effective prevention, is that it's much more than the education of individuals, but really looking at how we're going to be able to develop community responses and policy to be able to move forward. After the report, there was many notes taken, much technology used to record what's going on, and now you're getting ready to release a report from the event. And Cordelia, can you talk about some of the key themes that emerged in that report?
Parallel to the whole intent of the summit, one of the things we really wanted to do and a theme that came out of it is that it takes a great deal of time and effort to engage the new and unusual suspects and sectors into this and to keep that spark going. We have two levels of what we want to do with that. Some people are off and running. They attended, they got it, and they've got their own ideas. Our commitment through MnCASA was to continue to try to engage the group. So we will continue to do the work to help these new sectors see what their role can be in the solution, what their role can be in prevention of sexual violence. And we'll do that by convening some subgroups, including some of those in healthcare, to look at where this fits in wellness. Follow-up meetings have already begun with some of the business leaders to get more specific about what they can do in terms of organizational practices. We had a fair amount of momentum around the faith community, and we'll be doing another gathering with faith leaders to look at what this ways that they can really be engaged and engaging the those that they reach through faith. So those are a few of the examples, but there's a great deal of momentum. Also, in working with these sectors, it was key that we kept our work going with counties. And Ramsey County had been a leader in the state. We had a county commissioner there who I'm sure you have on tape, David, Commissioner McDonough, and he really got jazzed about this personally and inspired, and he was living proof of the difference a prevention champion can make. And really pushed through efforts in Ramsey County. And we have a good deal of momentum going in Olmsted County, where, again, at the summit, they lived this by bringing a team. They had their victim services. They had an art director, a theater director. They had a director of tourism there. They had just a number of people, law enforcement, from their community together at the summit to look at what in their community, where Mayo Clinic happens to be, they could do to advance prevention. Winona is another county in Minnesota that has a strong initiative going that is working with MinMan, who is also a key part of this summit. So those are key initiatives. There was also momentum around the need to articulate how we protect and honor the First Amendment, that is important for us to be able to speak the truth and get information out, and not have it be a complete showstopper when we need to say, are there any limits to the harm that we are seeing research begin to support that comes out of pornography, or the need to articulate some limits to sex cells or to look at some guidelines in the depictions that are in our media. So there will be more work at how we can even articulate the balance between some of those First Amendment issues. We have a strong legislative caucus for prevention, which we're excited about and is new, and we had very good legislative leadership at the summit, and there's a follow-up meeting with one of the speakers that was at the summit, Eric Janis, at the next legislative caucus. I spoke to them a year ago on countering normalization. Now they'll hear more about perpetration prevention, and just continue to think about prevention in a broader sense. So we're also, because we had the opportunity to have five state departments co-sponsor this, with the health department taking a very strong leadership role, but because it was corrections, public safety, health and human services, education, as well as the Department of Health, we want to continue to look at what's the state's role in prevention. What does that mean that we had those five co-sponsors, and how do we look at our policies and practices against that commitment?
Well, this is incredible, the amount of momentum and how you're able to be able to proceed. Thank you, Cordelia, for really sharing that. We now are joined by Donna Dunn, who is the Executive Director of the Minnesota Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Great to have you here, Donna.
Well, thanks, David, and thanks for letting me jump in, Cordelia and Patty. Glad to have us all together.
Great. So we were talking about some of the themes that emerged from the summit. Can you talk about how you're working to engage different communities throughout Minnesota that has come out of this summit?
Oh, you know, that's absolutely essential to the follow-up to this wonderful event that we had. You know, as a coalition of sexual assault programs, we know that we have this very rich network across the state of Minnesota that is ready to engage their community partners, and there is nothing better than being able to facilitate them in doing that, helping them in doing that. Not all of our advocates who wanted to attend the summit could actually join us. So we had said all along that the summit is really just the beginning, and what happens next is that this tremendous energy and what we have learned is now we're now able to move it out into communities across the state. So we're relying on that network. We're going to, of course, we have this wonderful report that will be completed soon and will be available to programs. It contains a lot of tools that our member programs can use and can bring into their community to help enrich the conversation about primary prevention, why it belongs to all of us, how we can engage unusual partners to join us in this work. So we'll be doing a lot of work, actually, with our programs to help them feel ready to take what we've learned at the summit and move it into their own communities. You know, we've got 87 counties in Minnesota, and all but 13 of those counties have a rape crisis center in them, and they're all waiting for this information and ready to go.
Right, and of course, Cordelia had already talked about some of the examples of several counties really taking this on, and a few counties actually having quite a few people coming to the summit so they can be able to continue this work.
Absolutely. We do have a handful of counties that have really been leaders, and we will be relying on them to as experts, along with the coalition and along with those people who whose interest was really captured at the summit to help other counties organize and bring leaders on board.
And as we said earlier, Prevent Connect was at the summit, so we recorded many of the presentations, so you'll get it. So everyone around the country and around the world will be able to listen to what happened, and the copy of the we will also have a link to the copy of the final report.
And David, we're going to be doing a webinar towards the end of February for the member programs of MnCASA to introduce them to the report, to introduce them to the material, so they'll start becoming familiar with what they can have in hand, and then we will be available to send staff out to those communities as well as the other consultants who are working with us to go do some on-site help.
Now, this summit was an incredible opportunity of bringing together, as you say, not just the usual suspects, but the unusual partners who really engage with how that's their business. Do you see this summit being something that could be adopted for other states or other communities outside of Minnesota?
Oh, I absolutely think so. It's an incredible amount of work. There needs to be a lot of planning to sort of capture the buy-in of those unusual suspects, of those partners who don't think that sexual violence is an everyday issue or occurrence or has everyday significance for them. So there's a lot of lead-up work to it. There's a lot of work that has to go into organizing and engineering the day or the event so that you actually get the kind of feedback and the kind of outputs that you want. It's not by any means a simple thing to do, but it is absolutely replicable. We're actually hoping that our member programs think about doing sort of a local community summit where they bring the same sort of mix of people together, but follow the same sort of agenda where it's really all about laying out some provocative provocative comments and presentations and let everybody chew on that. Let everybody think about what does this mean for us? How can we apply this in our community, whether we're talking about Bemidji or Rochester or Marshall, Minnesota? We think it's a wonderfully replicable model, and we're very happy to help any other state who would like to consider doing a summit. We'd be very happy to talk about how we did it, why we did it the way we did, and the kind of background work that we did to make it as successful an event as it was.
Well, in some ways, we're in the era of the town hall meetings. Maybe we have to make sure that our town hall meetings around the sexual violence prevention.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, it's very similar. We people were confused along the way, thinking we were just doing some kind of a special conference, you know, when in fact, no, we weren't. As Cordelia has said, we weren't there to admire the problem, but we came together for a day to say, okay, how do I engage? Why does this issue belong to me? What do I have to learn? And what in fact can I do? Can I do anything? And what is it that I can do?
Thank you. Cordelia, can you talk about nationally what are some next steps of related type activities?
Yes, we were actually supposed to have a national summit to prevent child sexual exploitation, focusing on children, that was supposed to start all of this. And that one got delayed, but it will now be in June in Arlington, Virginia. The co-sponsors of that are the National Coalition, the Mayo Clinic and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And same model, where we bring together the same group of people and we spark their interest in what they can do to advance prevention and help them see where it's their business and hopefully get more concrete thinking going around organizational practices and policies. That is tied for us to advancing our national plan to prevent child sexual exploitation that the National Coalition did, just as in Minnesota, the summit was tied to advancing our state plan to prevent sexual violence.
Well, that summit is exciting, and of course, Patty, Cordelia, and I all are playing a role in helping plan that event, and Prevent Connect is planning to once again cover that and provide podcasts from that session. Though people should note that it is an invitation-only event and is not just a conference that anyone can attend, but we're looking forward to learning more about that National Summit to Prevent Child Sexual Exploitation that will be happening in June 2010.
And the point really, you know, the by invitation is that this wasn't how many people we can get in the room, but can we really reach some of those unusual suspects and get them there and thinking about how it's their business? And then the beauty of what you can do, David, is by this technology, using that to get information out to people so that they can think about how to engage their own communities in this effort.
Right. Well, and as Donna talks about, is that we can also see this as being a model for other people in the country to be able to think about how we can do things within their own communities. And also this fits into some of the state plans that are going on in Minnesota. And that, Patty, can you describe how this fits into your state strategic plan for sexual violence prevention?
It's very exciting. Minnesota has a rich history of innovation, vision, and good people coming together to make change happen. And this was brilliant in the composition of the people at the table and the energy that was created. We have a 5-year strategic plan. Our goal is to create a culture where sexual violence is unthinkable and got to be on the prevention side. It's way easy to just lock up all the bad guys, but that hasn't stopped it. So we're dealing with primary prevention, and we have action teams to further this. We've had new people sign up to the action team since the state summit. So we're all in sync here, and there's just this unbelievable momentum to really get on the prevention side of this really serious problem. It is a public health problem that affects every person everywhere.
Well, I really appreciate it. I do have my prevention rock because everyone who went to the session was given a prevent rock. And as I say, Prevention Rocks was my first blog on this. And I'm really excited to see how we're going to be able to move forward and look forward to learning more about how the work in Minnesota progresses and for other states and communities to think about how they can use strategies such as a prevention summit to advance their prevention agendas. So thank you so much, Donna. Thank you, Patty. And thank you, Cordelia, for joining me this morning.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.